بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انبياء عليهم السلام were the greatest people to walk the surface of this earth and they were the beacons of light. Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of anbiya, and you will find that the anbiya alayhim assalam, in the worst of situations, in the most trying situations, then the response was inna allaha ma'ana, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. They never felt at any point that they were alone in life. And I think that's where a major problem comes to a lot of people, where they feel that we are alone. Some people even have phobias. They're frightened to be alone. Someone doesn't want to go to the toilet at midnight. Someone is afraid to travel alone. Generally, it's advisable not to travel alone, to have a companion. But under circumstances, a man has to travel alone. Don't ever feel to yourself that you're alone in life. Because when you feel you're alone, that is when that fear and that despondency starts setting in. But you know that Allah is with you. That is why some of the Sufis of the past, then every night before sleeping, they would meditate over certain words. Allahu nadiri, Allahu hadiri, Allahu ma'i. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah is with me. Allah is helping me. They should meditate over these words until this thought sets in. It becomes a reality that every situation, Allah is with me. Even when you want to do something wrong, immediately that thought will kick in now. Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. How can I do this? Maybe no one else will see me, but Allah is watching me. Who is in control of everything? Allah is in control of everything. So this is the mindset a person needs to have when there's challenges, when there's fitnas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. I'm not alone, because the last thing you lose in life is hope. You always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no such thing as despondency. For a mu'min, every situation is a win. Every situation is a gain. There's no losses. Even if outwardly you lost something, but you know there's some wisdom in that. That's a gain. If you look at the whole story of Hazrat Musa and Khizr alayhim as-salam, you learn this. It's a very important lesson. Outwardly, there is a loss, but in reality, it is a gain. Maybe Allah is testing you with something, but He's saving you for something far more serious than that. So a mu'min has to always have this positive mindset. He has to always put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to understand that Allah is with him and Allah is in control of everything. No one else is in control of anything. No one can do anything. Yes, this is a dunya. Sometimes you would take measures and what have you within the confines of Shariat. But you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is in control of all situations. Allah is the protector. Who protects you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Nusirtu bir Rabb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, with so many different means. One of the means that Allah assisted him with was fear. That 1 month away, he's from the enemy. The enemy is already afraid. Nusirtu bir Rabb. That fear is a very great thing. Allah is putting the fear in the hearts of the enemy. When we fear Allah, Allah puts the fear in the hearts of the enemy. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned about him. One is when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk on one road, Shaitan should walk on another road. Imagine Shaitan. Shaitan was frightened. Frightened for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He doesn't want to take a chance. Then, when the name of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was taken in front of the superpowers of that time, I'm talking about, you know, the Roman Empire, the Persian king, the Roman emperor, those people should start, they should start trembling. Who this is? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is a simple man. He's got patches on his clothing. That is who was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. You're not a person, you know, driving one big car, got a big bank balance, or living in one mansion. Simple man. But when his name is taken, the enemies are shaking. Why? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had that fear in his heart for Allah. When you got the fear in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that fear in the hearts of your enemies. Now so many people, these are real stories. Someone comes, they're about to hijack them. They're about to rob them. Something just comes into the heart of that hijacker. He just gets frightened. No, no, leave it. It's okay. Just go away from here. That man is coming in this vicinity now. He wants to steal one car. Something comes in his heart. He gets frightened. He goes away. No, no. Things are not looking right here. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the contrary, when you move away from the fear of Allah, when you move away from the greatness of Allah, now the greatness of everything else is in your heart now. Hey, now you're looking up to the scientists. You're looking up to the superpowers. Now, you know, America. Now that way of life now, that is something that is intriguing you. Then Allah will put the fear of everything in your heart. Now you're trembling. Now the tables have turned now. Where the enemy was supposed to be trembling, now you're frightened. Now everything is frightening. Now I'm frightened for this. I'm frightened for that. I'm frightened for the virus. Why do you need to be frightened for anything? Why do you need to fear anything? You need to be focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to understand Allah is in control. Whatever it is. Why do I have to be afraid when I have got Allah? When I have got Iman? When I have got the Quran? When I have got Durood Sharif? When I have got the Sunnah? When I have got direction in my life? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left me in this world with no direction. Everything, he gave me the directives. Just look for the directives, it's there. Do what you have to do. Follow the teaching that you have got. And Allah makes everything work out for you. But you've abandoned your teaching. You've left it out. You don't even know that you've got guidelines. You even forgot that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left everything for me here. He left the solution to all my problems. I don't even know that the solutions are there. I don't even know that there's books of hadith. I don't even know which ulama to refer to. My mind only goes to materialistic means. It only goes to worldly means. Then I'm going to suffer problems. Then I'm going to have problems in my life. Then I'm going to suffer the consequences of that. So respected friends, this is a very, very important thing. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. Allah is the protector. Allah is the helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire you. Allah will guide you in the worst of situations. Allah is going to test you. I'm not saying that halat are not going to come. Halat are going to come. Tests are going to come. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to inspire you what to do, what means you need to take, which line you need to adopt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Because Allah is the protector. There's a famous incident of Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi. This small anecdote, small incidents. Constantly ponder over these incidents. Even the stories of the Quran Sharif, the stories of Anbiya, you know, you hear the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Ponder over these stories. Think about it. Reflect over it. One of our major problems nowadays, we don't reflect anymore. We don't ponder. We're very good in speaking. We're talking all the time. Sometimes you just need to remain silent. And you need to reflect and ponder. That's when your heart opens up. Your mind opens up. So Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, he is on the banks of the river. And he sees something very, very ajeeb. Very strange. He sees there's a scorpion that is racing and coming. As the scorpion comes, it approaches the water. There is a turtle waiting there for the scorpion. The scorpion jumps on the back of the turtle. These incidents are happening all the time. The nature of this incident that I'm speaking about, it's happening every day. Just that no one got time to even look at these things now. No one even ponders over the creation of Allah. You wake up in the morning, see the birds getting their rosy, think about it. Allah is not going to deprive me. If Allah is giving these birds that rosy, you think Allah is going to forget about a mu'min? Is Allah going to forget about the best of His creation, insan? Is Allah going to forget about someone who read his Fajr namaz in the masjid? He's not going to forget about me. What am I getting excited about? Maybe there'll be some test, there'll be some delay. It's going to come. Allah is going to bring it. Allah will treat you the way you think of Him. What opinion you have got of Allah, that is how Allah is going to treat you. If you've got a very negative opinion about Allah, no, I'll have to do this and I'll have to do that, otherwise I'm finished, I'm doomed, this is going to... Then Allah is going to treat you like that, right? Go do all those things then, because you're thinking like that, that you have to. You think of Allah positively, yes, you'll have to take some means. I'm not saying don't take any means, but don't be overwhelmed by the means. Don't let the means control you now. And don't let your whole life be governed only about means, and you got no time for dua, you got no time to turn to Allah. So Zunnun Misri Rahmatul Ali, he realizes something strange is happening. Follows this thing, he goes to the other side of the river. What does he see? He sees a drunk man. A drunk man is fast asleep. And there's a huge snake there about to bite him. The scorpion rushes and it goes and it stings that snake and it kills the snake. And the scorpion goes back. This is Ghaibi Nizam. This is the unseen world, the unseen system of Allah. Believe in the Ghaib. Alladhina yu'minuna bil Ghaib. Opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala is saying, who are the muttaqeen? Who this Quran is a hidayat for? Those who believe in the ghaib, they believe in the unseen. The whole effort now of the enemies of Islam is to move away the belief in the unseen. Now I talk about farishtas, what farishtas? They're all fairy tales. Everything they made fairy tales now. Only things that they can't see, then they'll stop the whole world for that. That's funny, that's not a fairy tale. But everything else became a fairy tale now for them. So this is the whole thing. So Nun Misri Rahmatullah Ali goes and tells the brother, you know what? When he wakes up, you know what happened? This is what Allah did for you. You were fast asleep. That snake was about to bite you. You could have been gone. You would have been history now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the systems of this world work for you. And Allah can still do it for every one of us. Why is it? Why Allah? The same Allah is there. That man was a drunk man. But Allah protected him. So this person, when he heard this, this was a turning point in his life. He changed his life. So remember, with all this halat that we are seeing around us, and the crime, and whatever, all these things you have, focus your attention on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have that firm yaqeen. Allah is with me. He will never abandon me. He will never leave me alone. Allah is with me. He will guide me. He will protect me. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.